This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Denise from Crown Financial Ministries, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, the last couple of weeks we've been chatting to you, it's been great stuff. I've enjoyed it, but it's been really, you know, on the not so exciting side of things. Talking about financial troubles, when we're in crisis. This sounds a little more pleasant, restoring financial peace.
Doesn't that sound good?
It does.
Don't you love that?
It sounds excellent.
Well, Andy Stanley, in his series on being lost financially, he made a great statement when he said, the margin between what you earn and what you spend is called peace. If there's no margin, then there's no peace.
Oh.
So that's actually what you call financial peace.
That's very good.
I also saw on a DVD, and this DVD was showing it was talking about the collection, how we can trade relationships for things. And it showed this bulldozer. And what this bulldozer was doing is actually just bulldozing all things. So, you know, TVs and furniture and computers. And it was saying that the things that we can fight about, marriages have been lost over, will end up ultimately at the dump. We can't take it with us. So when we're assessing actually whether we actually need that item, we're thinking, okay, what is the cost I'm associating with this? Am I trading my relationship? So come back to that financial piece. And yeah, it may require, say, ratcheting back your lifestyle a little so you've actually got that margin, the difference between what you spend and what you earn. That'll actually give you the capacity to then save and have the 3 months. So if in your position, you had, say, 3 months savings put away, you had a difference between what you spent and what you earned, and you were perhaps starting to look at, you know, saving for the future, how much more peaceful that would be.
Be unbelievable.
What's a nice amount of peace? I mean, what's a good distance?
How many dollars is a nice amount of peace?
But seriously, what's a nice gap to have?
How many peace dollars do we need?
A 50, 100 bucks, I don't know, $2, anything.
Is it a percentage?
Or a percentage even. What's a good, safe little gap to have there? I think that'd be really helpful to sort of be able to put something on that.
Well, I would, my husband and I are at a stage where our children are married and left home. So that margin is actually what we use it to increase our giving budget. And so you keep a certain amount of lifestyle expenses, and any extra that's come in is actually, you know, given away to help others.
Wow.
And in that, so I just think as long as it starts with something. So if we're talking about percentages and things like that, well, then after you've done those other things, you know, you might be looking at, say, 10%. Where that 10% is actually, you know, for saving or for investing. And the difference is that the biggest thing is actually that you don't keep increasing your lifestyle as your income goes up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's requires quite a bit of self-discipline. That's your piece.
Is that ridiculously common? That a salary goes up, lifestyle goes up?
It's ridiculously uncommon.
Uncommon. Yeah, wow.
Yeah, so if there's such a word. So the, I think it's because otherwise what we're doing is actually, we're actually just giving in to what the media and the advertising, there's so many competitions for our money, and that what they want to do is actually try to get us to part with it. So.
All right, no, that's helpful. That's very helpful.
A good worker is a happy worker. I'm going to go to my boss this afternoon and say, what do you say you throw me a few peace dollars each week? You pay me this much, let's work on peace dollars. Oh, I'm sure there's other ways I could work it out. Denise from Crown Financial Ministries, thank you very much.
Thank you.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.